Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're learning Daf Yud Beis of Masechtas Yuma. The topics we're learning about include the following: further discussion about how Tumas Saras affects Shuls and Yerushalayim, how the replacement Kohen Gadol is inaugurated into the office of Kohen Gadol when he is needed, of what material the Avnet, the belt, was made, what can be done with the garments of the Kohen Gadol after Yom Kippur, what is the status of the replacement Kohen Gadol after Yom Kippur. Some of the key terms and concepts you learned about include Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim was not divided amongst the Shvatim. There's a disagreement between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda whether Yerushalayim was divided among the Shvatim or not. Bigdi kahuna. A Kohen Hedit wears arba begadim, four garments, whereas the Kohen Gadol wears shemayna begadim, eight garments, while doing the Avodah. They both wear an avnet, a belt, and the Gemara discusses in detail of what material it was made. Kalayim, a forbidden mixture of wool and linen. Ma'ilim ha'kodesh b'loy meridin. We always go up in Kedusha's sanctity and never down. If a regular Kohen becomes Kohen Gadol, he cannot go down in Kedusha and revert to being a Kohen Hedget.